Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Laura. Can I please have your zip code so that I can access the account?
10805.
Okay, and the name on the account, please?
Jeffrey Rosenblum, R-O-S-E-N-B-L-U-M. Laura, 2 days ago, I spoke to a woman named Ashley, and then yesterday I spoke to a woman named, I can't forget her name. Anyway, yesterday a woman in the morning called me just for like a security call because they just checked if my name and my credit card was okay, just to be double sure. And the lady told me that my order went out. And I didn't receive any email that it did. Your website says I get an email when it does get shipped out. That tag number or cat number, whatever you call it, is something like 0139225.
Yes, sir. I have it here. I just need you to verify the shipping address for me.
155 Center, and it's spelled Centre. Avenue, apartment 5F, New Rochelle, New York, 10805.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. So on the Omax Sleep, I do see the phone call that we made to you. Sometimes when we have a new account, it'll flag as fraud. So we do like to call the customer and double check, make sure they did place that order.
Yes.
So that's what we did with you. So it looks like you haven't received your email confirmation yet because it has not yet been shipped.
Oh, my God. Why? I ordered it 2 days ago.
It takes 24 hours to process the payment, and then you'll be shipped. Since we had to verify the account with you.
So let me ask something. The woman that called me last night, and by the way, evidently you guys are working from home because of the virus. Because I heard her kid in the background making a lot of noise. I said, are you working at home? She goes, yeah. I wish I remembered her name, but she's Atlanta. And she told me the box went out. Why did she tell me the box went out?
I'm not sure. So I'm looking over your account, over all the information I have. You don't receive the email until we have the tracking number. So once we have that, you know, once it's been process to
Laura,
ship, you receive the email.
Laura, okay, so yesterday when the woman called me in the morning to verify, and I did, you know, why didn't it go out yesterday? Is it going to go out today?
Yes, sir. It takes 24 hours to process, and you've already been processed, sir.
All right. So, Laura, let me tell you something. Now, it may have changed since early this morning, but I see my credit card hasn't been charged the $59.95 yet.
Yes, sir. You're going to see that billing today.
I will see it today.
Yes.
So, like, right now, can you look to see if it's been billed or you don't have access to that information?
I'm not able to see your billing. It just shows me that it was processed, so it usually takes 24 hours. You should see that $59.95
right
by the end of today.
Yeah, the reason why I'm calling so early and so adamant about this is because I was on Ambien. You know, that's Zolpan. That's the sleeping medication, you know, from the pharmacy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But my doctor that I switched to so I could get this medicine, my original doctor doesn't prescribe sleeping pills. I guess some doctors think it's addictive. But my new doctor that I've been seeing a couple of months wanted me to come in. No telephone appointment, no Zoom, no camera. You had to come in. And I'm diabetic. And I said to myself, you know, I'd rather not have this Zolpan, Ambien, then go in and take an unnecessary risk. You know, why should I go to an office that all infirm people go to see the doctor? They have sicknesses. These are the people that the virus, you know, really likes. for lack of a better word, and I didn't want to take a chance, so I use and I so I always had your medication on my favorites, you know, on my computer, and I ordered it, and that's why I'm so adamant about getting it, and making sure it's going out, making sure you get the payment, because you know I really want to use it. And Ashley told me that you're located in Maine, and so that because I'm on the East Coast, it may not take 7 days to get it. It may take a little shorter.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Usually we let our customers know it can take anywhere from 7 to 10 business days, but there's times where we have customers within 3 to 5 business days, they receive their product. But
right.
We do have to advise you of the 7 to 10, and
yeah,
I totally understand your concern. I see
I'm
exactly
rather,
what you're
desperate.
Saying.
Laura, I'm
mm-hmm.
desperate. I'm so desperate that, but at least it didn't, you know, I'm desperate, but it didn't cloud my judgment, you know, to go to a doctor's office
mm-hmm.
so I can get a new prescription. He could have just as easily done a telephone conversation for something like this, especially in this virus environment. I have another doctor who I switched back to, my original doctor who I liked. We had a telephone appointment. Her office, the Montefiore Medical Group, are not even seeing anybody because of this virus. The only ones that they can see is children that need vaccinations, but that's it. All the other appointments, if you have a sore throat or, you know, you have an ulcer that's bothering you, they won't even see. So it just shows me I was kind of correct in saying the screw the Ambien and screw the doctor that wants me to come in and put myself at increased risk no matter what they say. Oh, we'll be 6 feet apart, or you'll both have masks. Still, it's not the best thing that I want. All right, so I'm glad everything's taken care of. And I don't know why the lady yesterday from Atlanta told me my box was shipped out. I didn't believe her. That's why I called this morning. So why would she think it was shipped out? How could she say that? What do you think she was looking at?
I'm not sure, sir, but I definitely have gotten that, you know, every call that we have is recorded. So I'll definitely get that over to a supervisor, your concern. You know, it could be just an error.
Can they match yesterday's call to me without going through all of them?
Yes, we can pull up a call right away. That's not an issue.
All right.
I will let my supervisor know so they can look into it and correct, see what needs to be corrected. We'll definitely take care of that.
So, Laura, can I ask, where are you from?
I'm located in Lewiston, Maine.
Oh, you're right in Maine where the company
yes.
is. Right, but evidently, after hours or whatever, it goes to a person's house. Right.
Well, it looks like some people are working from home, sir. I'm not sure on that, the person who took your call. But I really do apologize for that.
Okay.
I know how important it is to get your products.
So, Laura, let me ask you something. Do you know Ashley?
I do not, sir.
Yeah, but she said she was from Lewiston, Maine. I thought you might bump into her.
Yeah, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of agents. I don't know each one.
All
I
right.
haven't been here that long, sir. I'm originally
okay.
from Texas.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. You've been very helpful, and I did my part. You know, what am I going to – I still have some Ambien left. Hopefully
mm-hmm.
your backs will come, you know, in a few days, and I won't be without anything. Otherwise, then I got to go do an excess amount of NyQuil and all the other stuff they sell. By the way, Laura, are you on this sleep medication, or do you know of anybody?
I know a lot of my customers that take this product, and it's working really great for them. The product that I like from Omax is, I don't know if you've seen it online, we have a CBD roll-on, and it helps with joints, aches, and pains. That's actually my favorite product that I use.
All right, well, thank God that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have aches and pains.
Yeah.
I just can't go to sleep. You know why?
I've seen a lot of people with results.
Not that it might really help, but I have a bad prostate, and I'm always up at night, you know, going urinating every, you know, hour, and like that wakes me up, and that
mm-hmm.
really prohibits me from getting an 8-hour sleep, so to speak. But I'll try anything, and just anything. So I'll let you go and have a nice day.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling
okay.
on Max Health. You as well.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.